Brother and sister, peace be with you. I'm so glad to meet you online. Today we are reading on Numbers chapter 1. We have Pastor Joshua sharing. During the difficult time of the pandemic, yes, we are still tending the lamb for the Lord. We tend the lamb in Hong Kong and all the way to where you are. I believe the light of God, the presence of God by the internet will go where you are. So to praise the Lord, we are tending the lamb, lighting up the lamb together. This is very, very important. Today we are reading from Numbers chapter 1. Last time we read, just a couple of weeks earlier, we read on the book of Romans. I'm overjoyed. It really like uplifted our life and our understanding on the book of Romans. Now, I look forward to reading the Numbers because I believe that God will do the same on the book of Numbers. Now, Numbers chapter 1. The title for today is We Must Have the Presence of God. We must have the presence of God. The purpose is we go through wilderness. After the wilderness, we entered into promised land. So before entering into the promised land, they were in the wilderness. They desperately need the presence of God. I'm saying this especially to our present needs. Today we are in the end times, in very, very hard days. Just like when Israelites were in the wilderness, they desperately need the presence of God. Why would I say that? Because Numbers chapter 1, verse 1 talks about the tent of meeting. Chapter 1, the last paragraph of chapter 1, also talk about tent of meeting. Tent of meeting. That is very interesting here. In the whole chapter, or in the whole book of Numbers, book of Numbers actually mentioned, talk about presence of God. The God has been with the Israelites. During the whole period of their in the wilderness, God has been with them. I really, really hope that when we read the book of Numbers during the pandemic, we still see that in faith, we know that God is with us. We are able to walk through these hard times. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 19 is the first paragraph. God wants to number his people. God wants to number the people. Verse 1 is very, very important. The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai on the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt. Numbers chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the book of Numbers, the first word in the book of Numbers, in Chinese, we put the Israelites first because of the Chinese grammar. Basically, the Chinese puts book to Moses at the very end of verse 1. So, but in the English, we have the Lord spoke to Moses. It's actually the first word, spoke to Moses. spoke to Moses. It's the first and second word of the book of Numbers, chapter 1. The Lord spoke to Moses. God spoke. What did God say? What did God speak? On the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt, God spoke to them in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai. So as the English, you can see the English structure, the Lord spoke to them, and then, but in the Chinese, it's all like the other way around because of the grammar structure. The first word, and the rest is to describe how, where, when God spoke to Moses. When was that? Was the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt? When? That's the time. This is very important too, this time frame. So Book of Numbers actually connect from the Book of Exodus after leaving of Egypt. It's on the first day of the second month of the second year after the Israelites came out of Egypt. But how come it's not the first day of the first month of the first year? Because the first day of the first month of the first year, they set up the tent of meeting. Then they observed Passover afterward. The 14th day of the first month, they observed Passover. So it's the first day of the second month. So after they observed Passover. The Book of Numbers didn't start on the first year, not on the first day of the first month of the first year. They start kind of like intercept. The whole of wilderness, the record of the wilderness, is like intercept. It's to connect with the from Genesis, from Exodus, all the way. Wilderness is not being recorded as a complete, it's only a part of the story. It's a message. The wilderness is part of the story in the Numbers. In this part, the wilderness, the part of the Israelites in the wilderness, this part, so it's recorded in Numbers, Book of Numbers. I will tell you why it's called Numbers. We'll tell you in a bit. On the first day of the second month of the second year, God spoke. Where did he speak? The desert of Sinai. Desert of Sinai. After leaving Egypt, they went through the Red Sea. After some journey, they came to the desert of Sinai. God made a covenant with them. And they dwelled there for a period of time. Then they set off. Now they were in the desert, in the desert of Sinai. The desert of Sinai is actually very close at the proximity of Promised Land. Then they go up, and all the way that will be the Promised Land. Very close to the Promised Land. But it's a desert. So from desert of Sinai, it took them very little time. They will go up to the, they will be able to reach Promised Land. It should not have taken 40 years. Maybe just 3 months, they will be able to reach Promised Land from the desert of Sinai. Even with such a big group of people, they should have been able to do that. But God spoke to them in the desert of Sinai. How did God speak to them in the desert of Sinai? The Lord spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting in the desert of Sinai. God spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting. So tent of meeting, also it means tent of assembly, tent of congregation. That means when people get together, it's the tent that for people to get together. That's it. When they want to seek God, the congregation will come to this tent and hear from God and seek revelation from God. That is very, very important. Now, during this pandemic or in our life journey, brother and sister, we must get together to seek God and worship God. The Israelites were in the wilderness. They were wandering. They need to come to before the tent of meeting and meet there. They meet before God. That's why it's called tent of meeting, tent of assembly, tent of congregation, however you call it. They need to hear from God. And there, God spoke to Moses. And God spoke. He didn't say just God spoke to Moses. God spoke to Moses. God spoke. And in Hebrews, it's translated into English as saying. It's a participle. It's not a main verb. It's a present participle. Present participle. It's an adjective describing God was speaking. That means God will continuously speak to us. In the beginning of the wilderness, God had word for them. Everyone got together before God, and God spoke to Moses in the tent of meeting, in the desert, before entering Promised Land. Brothers and sisters, we are in this pandemic. We desperately to have God's love with us. We long for God's salvation. We really want to come out of this pandemic, come out of the economic difficulty, come out of the turmoil of the world, that we can go back to our peace and comfort. But today, as we read on Book of Numbers, God brought us back to the time that when the Israelites were in the wilderness, they were about to enter the Promised Land. That's the time, that's the period. How did the Israelites walk past these days? They gather together before God and hear from Him. God spoke. Here, this is very, very vital. I want everyone to remember this. Very important. God spoke to them. Take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and families, listing every man by name one by one. Verse 2 of Numbers chapter 1. Verse 3, you and Aaron are to number by their divisions all the men in Israel, 20 years older or more, who are able to serve in the army. One man from each tribe, each the head of his family is to help you. Verse 3 and 4. Few key points I want to share with you in the first paragraph. I will not go through verse by verse. It's quite plain. We can understand literally. Take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and family, listing every man by name one by one. Everyone who is 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army. So to take the census in order to fight a battle, in order to enter into promised land. So all men, every man, all the men must be numbered. And one man from each tribe, each the head of his family, is to help you. There should be a head of each tribe, from each tribe. And this head of the tribe is to help them. You mean them. Here, assist or help. Yeah. But in the original text, help means stand with you, assist you. You must find a head of each tribe to stand with you and Moses. Moses and Aaron, basically. You is a plural. The head of each tribe is to stand with you. And we also call it assist or help. This 12 tribal leader will stand with Aaron and Moses. Stand with them. Support them. Assist them. Today we want to come out of the pandemic. If we want to walk on and fulfill the vision God has given 611, first of all, we want to get together before God. We gather together. Moses and Aaron are important. Were important leaders. One is the leader. One was the priest, of course. But in the meantime, these 12 the tribal leaders were important too. Moses and Aaron will be unable to manage the whole 12 tribes. No. They are all related by blood within each tribe. They are most closest. They have one forefathers. Then they were not as close to the Moses and Aaron. A little bit like distant, blood-wise, bloodline-wise. So that's why. So they basically is gather the people with the same bloodline together because they are the closest. And then you need to find a head from each tribe. Pick them and stand with Moses and Aaron. Stand with them. What are the purposes? What God had commanded Moses, what Aaron was to do, these 12 tribal leaders must help them. Stand with them. Execute the order from God. Even during this census, taking the census, they need to help. They need to assist. All tribal leader must execute. It's a team. This team must listen to Moses. And this team gather together before the tent of meeting and hear from God. And then the head from each tribe. We probably won't go through all the names. So we have 12 tribal leaders. Verse 16, these were the men appointed from the community, the leaders of the ancestral tribes. They were the heads of the clans of Israel. Verse 16. Verse 17, Moses and Aaron took this man whose name had been given. And they called the whole community together on the first day of the second month. There's a key point here. They were appointed from the community. These 12 tribes. It's not elected. is appointed. Can you see the difference? They have been appointed, they have been called and selected, but not elected by. Elected by God. Appointed by God. Verse 1 to 16. Verse 1 to 15 were the words of God. God chose this one, that one, that one. It's chosen by God. And then verse 16. These were the men appointed from the community. Appointed, chosen, called. And in order to not to confuse us, in verse 17, it tells us once again, Moses and Aaron took this man whose name had been given, appointed. They had been appointed. So given here is also mean appointed. It's not by democratic election. That's the truth in the Bible. They were not elected by democratic election. So in church, brothers and sisters, all godly people, God's people, all over the world, you belong to God. God will appoint a leader for you, appoint a tribal leader, and together we come before God and receive the word from God, and together we follow God. Verse 18, and they called the whole community together on the first day of the second month. The people indicate their ancestry by their clans and families, and the men 20 years old or more were listed by name one by one. Verse 18. Can you see the spirit in this chapter? Their morale, their spirit in them. They were excited, they were engaging, they were involving, and they were so happy, indicating their ancestry by their clans and families. And then everyone who is 20 years old or more would just put their hands up and say, here I am, here I am, I'm listening. My father is who, and then my father's father is who. They were just, you know, indicate their ancestry by their clans and families. They were happy. They were actively, proactively engaging, involving. And the men 20 years old or more were listed by name one by one. Indicate their ancestry by their clans and families. What do you want? They are not like this. Oh, what do you want? Oh, okay. That's my clans. That's my families. You know, these days we emphasize about privacy. Oh, I don't want you to know about my family. What? You are trying to, you know, why do you want to know about my father? Why do you want to check on my background? Oh, you want to, you know, spear me? You want to blackmail me? Something like this. But that's not the case. That's not what happened. We, brother and sister, we are to follow God. Willingly, joyfully, we open up ourselves and respond to this calling. We respond to what God wants to do. We want to go into the promised land. We will go through the wilderness. Promised land, the land of Canaan, is right before our eyes. We need to follow that way. Verse 19, as the Lord commanded Moses, so he counted them in the desert of Sinai. Numbers, counted them, numbered them. So numbers, that means it's about numbering. Number, what does that mean? Number, counted. Genesis 21, Genesis 21, verse 1. It's the first time that counted here. Genesis chapter 21, verse 1. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Verse 1 of chapter 21, Genesis. Gracious. So gracious, and then in Numbers, it's actually mean counted. Basically, it means to visit them. Visit, show grace. Like God came and touched her. So when you number, you need to touch the thing, right? You number this, you touch that. That's the same thing. Wow, when I read to this one, I was like so excited. They were in the wilderness, right? They were about to enter into Promised Land. But in the beginning, in the very beginning of their journey, God visited them. God showed grace to them. God touched them. Numbers actually means show grace. That means touch them. That means visit them. God's presence. That's God's presence. So they, verse 1, they were in the desert of Sinai. First day of the second month of the second year, God spoke to Moses. Everyone gathered together before the tent of meeting. And God spoke to Moses what to do, how to take census, to prepare them into battle, so that they may be able to enter into Promised Land. God's presence was right there. God was with them in the wilderness. God spoke to them. And they followed as God commanded. And during that process, God numbered every man. God touched, showed grace, visited every man. You are to enter into Promised Land. You are going into the Promised Land. You must need that touch from God, that visitation from God. The whole book of Numbers talk about how God was with them. In the very beginning, it talks about the book of the presence of God. And in the last paragraph of this Numbers, it also talks about the presence of God. 20 to 46, second paragraph, is a record. So the 12 tribes were to fight battle and enter into promise. That's the subtitle of the second paragraph. Here, it keeps telling us from which tribe, how many people. What is repeated here? All the men 20 years old or more who were able to serve in the army. Okay, it has been repeated from verse 20 to 46. It appeared 12 times in every tribe, right? It's about to go into a battle. We are about to enter into the Promised Land, brothers and sisters. We must fight battle. Willingly, you offer up yourself to fight this battle. Spiritually, we entered into the promise of God and Jesus. We must fight battle. It takes war. It doesn't mean that, oh, okay, I believe in Jesus. You sit here, have this a can of Coke. You got your mobile phone with you, watching telly. Then you can enter into the Promised Land. No, that's not the case. You must fight battle. Fight, wage war. Because God will number. And God numbers you because he's telling you that I watch over you. I show grace to you. I visit you. I touch you. You are numbered by me. You are my beloved. You are in my heart. God knows you. God counts you in. And we must arise joyfully. We respond to God. And then we go into battle. But we must remember, in this battle, God walks before us. The first word in this chapter spoke. God spoke. God is forever before us. Even in the days of pandemic, God is ahead of us. He walks before us. Now is the last paragraph of this chapter, 47 to 54. 47. The tribe of Levi stand between God and man to maintain, to cultivate the presence of God. The 12 tribes were to fight battle. What? How about the tribe of Levi? That's more important, the tribe of Levi. That's why the Levite is not to be numbered. They need to be preserved. They need to stay behind to completely belong to God. They surround God where the presence of God is. When God say moves, they need to take down. They need to move the whole tent of meeting. The Ark of Covenant, the Tabernacle of the Tabernacle of the Testimony. That's the testimony of the Lord. Tabernacle of the Testimony. That's verse 53. Tabernacle of the Testimony is the Ark of Covenant. It's testified, the Ark of Covenant. And also the Tent of Meeting. Levites will take it down and set it up, the whole Tent of Meeting. They will carry it and they will surround and come around it. The 12 tribes cannot go near the Ark of Covenant, otherwise they will die. Basically, the Levites carry all the sins of men. They are holy, they belong to God. Because of the Levites, in the middle of that, why? So that men do not sin and be put to death. They need to intercede before God for men. And they need to speak to the people for God. And that's Levi. What are the Levites doing there? Maintain the presence of God. Cultivate the presence of God. Just like during the pandemic, we come to the morning devotion. I am cultivating, working on the presence of God. And tend the lamp for God. There are seven branches in the golden lampstand. As the priest, we must trim the lamp, keep the lampstand burning forever and ever, so that the word of God can keep pouring down, keep coming to us. So I can see these days during the morning devotion, the light from God shines brightly in us, the presence of God. And God saying to us, my child, you're willing to tend the lamp for me, and I'll be more willing to give you my revelation and give you my presence. That's why we are full of the presence of God. In this chapter, at the end of this chapter, verse 53, at the end of this, the Levites are to be responsible for the care of the tabernacle of the testimony. They need to preserve and maintain the presence of God. The message from the beginning of the book of Numbers, God was with them in the wilderness. And today, this message is for you. During this pandemic, in the turmoil, in the hardship of the world, God is with you. My children, we must arise and wage war, respond to calling of God. keep to your post. Obey the word of God, hear him, and follow him closely. As preacher, as Levites, as priests, we cultivate, maintain the presence of God. The people were to are to wage war, but we must continue to maintain the presence of God so that God will be with us forever. Thank you, Lord. I bless you. May you be filled with the presence of God. Amen. That's the end of the message today.